Hi, and a very warm welcome from me, Rashid Ogunlaru, founder of SoulTrader.biz and author of Soul Trader Putting Heart Back Into Your Business. Welcome to this latest Soul Trader podcast. Or it might not be the latest, depending what order it is that you're listening to them in. But you know exactly what I mean, and you're very, very welcome. Welcome to everyone who's regular listeners, and welcome to you if you're listening to the first time. You are both equally and warmly welcomed to the series. Which was inspired by the book Soul Trader Putting Heart Back Into Your Business, really, essentially. And these are podcasts to help you if you're thinking about starting out or on that journey of being your own boss, but you want to run a business that is in line with your values and what you're passionate about, and you want to run a business in a way that's true and authentic to you. Because the danger can be, if you're not careful, that you're just kind of following some kind of script that's been half written by somebody else, or that you've assumed how things need to be. And the danger of that is that you might miss out the magic of what it is that you can create and contribute on this planet, essentially. It's as simple as that. Today, I want to talk about a topic that people raise at my workshops and my talks all the time, and when they come to, or when they approach me initially for coaching: motivation, motivation, motivation. It is, along with confidence, it is the word that I hear the most often when people are first iterating what it is that they're wanting. And again, maybe the third one is kind of focus, but they kind of are linked. But I want to start off with this thing about motivation. And we've touched on it on previous talks, but it's such an important topic that I wanted to deal with it today head on, briefly, too. In order to motivate somebody, including yourself, you need to know what your motives are. The clue is in the word, and I say this to people often all the time. You know, in order to be motivated, you need to know what your motives are. In order to motivate somebody else, you need to know what their motives are. And your motives may well change over time. And so what I want to do, first of all, is I want to just stop right here and pause right here. And I want to ask you, whether it is that you're employed, whether it is your own boss, whether it is you've got a business and it's growing, you've got a team, whether it is that you've been in business for however long, whether it is that you're in an organization, you think about the next steps and you listen to this for other kind of inspiration and other kind of tips, why are you doing what you're doing? Why are you doing it? Why are you here? What's really important to you in life right now? Because I ask these questions in different ways quite often. But what's really important to you? What's most important to you in your life right now? And what's most important to you in life overall? And if you're in business, what is this thing about for you? Why is it you do it? Is it for the money? Is it for the prestige? Is it for the ego? Is it because you want to make a difference? Is it because you just love what you're doing? Is it because you're passionate about enabling something else? Is it that there's something innovative about what it is that you're doing and wanting to create or whatever? Is it just something you have a flair for? What is that about? I was yesterday I was giving the first welcome talk to the British Library's Business and IP Centres Innovating for Growth program, the new wave of that program, where I'm running an introductory workshop. So this is for people who have got businesses, they're turning over a certain amount, they're doing well, and they're on that journey to grow. But these themes about why you're doing it, and actually many of them said, yeah, actually motivation is really important, because again, at each stage in the journey, it might be you need the motivation to start. It is that you need the motivation, or the motivation that's going to push you out of your job at the moment. You're going to need the motivation to start, and you're going to need the motivation to keep going. So you've really got to know what it is that's in your DNA. When you know this stuff, when you find this stuff out, I really strongly believe that that is part of the DNA of what you're really about and what makes your business really, really unique. And then when it comes onto things like marketing and all the rest of these other things, you know what it is about. It is something that kind of makes itself known, I think, over a period of time. But the mere fact that you stop and you pause here and you ask yourself this question is very powerful. So I'd invite you to perhaps pause this and take a piece of paper and write down what's really important to you in life. What is it that really drives you? Why are you doing what you're doing? I was speaking to somebody, a wonderful contact of mine the other day, who has had some real huge problems in the workplace. And I think in the long term, she said actually about a year ago, she wanted to start up doing her running her own consultancy business. And we spent a little bit of time just talking about that and what's at the dinner. And I was just feeding back some wonderful feedback to her about how brilliant she is at what she's doing. So I think that for her, that motivation, finding out what it is that motivates her anyway, and finding out can she continue to do that, the bit that's really important to her within her current job, is going to be a very key factor in that transition. The transition is not going to be an easy one, but knowing what that is, what that's about, is going to help also create some momentum, because I think this momentum word is also key in terms of motivation, because motivation isn't something that you want as one hit. You're wanting it, you're wanting that continual momentum. And you know, this thing about persistence and dexterity and flexibility and keeping going and adaptability is absolutely key along that journey, because there's going to be all sorts of things that's going to change. You, your life, your circumstances, the industry, economics, customers, the customer needs, technology, all this stuff, society and all the kind of things, you know, rules and regulations, they're all going to change constantly. Name me one industry where that's not the case. And there can just be so many challenging, sometimes seemingly conflicting demands on your time, on your energy. And as the business grows, you know, this isn't just a question for this person who's just thinking about starting out. But I was with a room full of people yesterday who are doing well. Some of them have got a number of staff. The turnover is doing really well. They're growing. There's more demand for their services, their classes, their workshops, their talks, their products that they're providing, the apps they're providing, the consultancy, the training and the courses and all the other stuff that they're doing, all the different types of businesses and their services. But there is this thing about, how am I going to stay motivated? You've got to know what it is that this thing is about for you. Why are you doing it? And are you sharing that? Are you telling people why it is you're doing that? Does your website say that? Do we know? I say, excuse me or don't excuse me if I've said it many, many times. One of the first things I ever do when I'm coaching anybody, when people drop me a line very often about various things, I go to the About Me page on their website. And what does it say? Is that person present or are they absent without leave? The sole trader is operating from their heart. And it's your heart, the reason why you're doing it, the passion that you have, that is the driver, really. It is the epicenter. I was coaching somebody the other day who works in the workplace again. She's at senior point and she's just stepping into a more senior role, which is really, really fantastic. And what's changed for her, because when we started coaching, she was thinking about leaving the organization, like so many people. But from the first time, actually, I sat down with her and she's told me why she was doing what she was doing and a bit about her journey and motives for certain things. There's been certain things, the certain themes and certain values that are really important to her throughout her career. And that's why she's doing the job that she's about. But it's important that she does that job from that space. Because you can be sidetracked by this, the politics and all the rest of it. The sole trader is mindful about politics, but they're not driven by politics, and certainly they're not going to be stopped by politics. Because politics is something of the mind. So for me personally, I'm motivated by, I'm really passionate about what I've discovered is that over time I have a ability when it comes to helping people to find who they are and to be authentic to themselves and to connect to themselves and to embrace themselves and to embrace life itself. That's what my work is essentially about. The coaching, the motivational talks, the books, the audio talks, all the rest of it are aids to that effect. They're things that I'm really passionate about. Some of them starting from talents I actually have. from very, very early on, I was writing books and stories. Many of you may know this stuff, and communication and all this kind of stuff was always in my career, from when I worked in media and PR through to when I was a singer and performer. They were all about communicating, they're all about connecting, and they're about emoting and connecting. And through the journey of the personal and professional development, personally and in terms of work and what I learned over many, many, many years, is what is at the core of that. And so for me, it's such a pleasure. So for me, there's motivation all the time. Now, every time that there's a new group full of people, or every time that somebody shows up for their session and they're just talking about where they are, there's a motivation. It's not something that, by and large, I need to worry about there being fuel in the tank, because I love it. So I think with many of these things, it goes hand in hand in asking yourself, what is it that you really love? What is it that you're really, really passionate about? How is it that you're really passionate about it? You know, I often say to people, it's one thing doing what you love for a living, but it's another thing doing what you love with love. And that's the invitation. That's the challenge. So that's the challenge I'm going to leave you with. With this talk, what's your motivation? It's, again, it's like, you know, what's the character? You know, they're in moves all the time. You know, when somebody's reading script, what's the motivation of this character? What their drive is? What's driving this person? Because then it's clear how to play that part. But I meet far too many people who are incredibly talented, and I know too many people who are really talented, who, for various reasons, aren't following that now. Sometimes they're very pragmatic reasons, because there's this going on, there's that going on, you're a carer, there's this going on, there's these circumstances at home. There are certain circumstances that for certain times will mean that you might need to be very managed and measured about what it is that you're doing, and that you're going to make strategic decisions. Nonetheless, knowing what you're about, knowing what your drivers are, knowing what you're really good at, what are the bits here then also that it is that you're really, really good at, is really important. I'm going to come back to that bit about what it is that you're really, really good at separately on another talk, but it is well worth you considering being mindful of within the blend of all of the things that we're talking about here, because it's just going to help you to find, okay, where is it that all of these things meet between what it is that I'm motivated by, what it is that I'm driving by, what are the things that continue to motivate me? And I think that I asked before, you know, what's it that motivates you right now? But what is it that there's also the constant? What is that thing that is constantly in some way driving you, motivating you, and so on? Because that is very, very, very important. You may well find that there's a clue that, sure, these things and these things and these things and these things right now are also motivating you. But actually, if you look over the trajectory of your life and your career, what are the things that have motivated you? And it might well be that it's shifted, it's unfolded, it's become more and more clear, as it has in my own particular case. But that is really, really important, ways that motivates you. And then for those of you who are working with others, you're working with others, and that's going to be all of you, whether it is a supplier, whether it is associates, whether it's contacts, people who are helping you, whether it's your team, whether it's staff, or what the rest of it, you need to know what it is that motivates them. You need to know what it is that motivates them. When I'm coaching people who run teams and so on, I spend a lot of time finding out from them ways that motivates the team play. Team, you know, one person's motivated by this, one person's motivated by profit, one person's motivated by the money, one person's motivated by making a difference, one person's motivated by making things. They're motivated by differing things, and it's important that you need to know what those motivators are, because once you do, it's going to make it so much more difficult, so much more easy to engage with them and to find where is it that all of those things link. And it might well be, okay, well, you know, here's what we're about, here's what the company's about, here's what we're doing, it's about, and you've got that sense of, okay, here's what you're about, and so on. Then you can see where the marriage is, if there is a marriage, or if it's a case of going one's own separate ways. But that's all I'm going to say today. I hope you've enjoyed that. I hope it's given you food for thought. I hope it's kind of slightly challenged you in some way, or helped clarify things for you in some way. Remember, if this stuff chimes with you, if it resonates with you, remember that there's a whole series now of these podcasts that you can listen to on iTunes. Just subscribe to it on iTunes. You can listen to them on the soul-trader.biz website. Remember that we run a webinar pretty much once every month on soultrader.biz. And if you haven't read the book already, Soul Trader, Putting the Heart Back into Your Business, and that's going to help you. Those of you who are really wanting to take charge of your own destiny and coach yourself, remember there's a coach yourself program also that you'll find on soultrader.biz, which means that you can coach yourself at the fraction of the price of hiring a coach like me, which is part of the reason why, part of my motivator for creating it, because there'll be a time where I won't be available to coach people, or I'll be too busy doing this and that, or to coach many people. So that was one of my motivators for creating that, just if you're curious. That's part of the motivation for that. So yeah, there's lots of stuff there, and I hope you really enjoy it, engage with it. There's our YouTube channel that's full of all sorts of content as well. You know, just lots of stuff there for you to consume in different ways that resonate with you. Thank you so much, as always, for tuning in. I'm really, really grateful for you taking that time, taking interest to tune in. Take care. All the best. Wishing you all the best on your wonderful, exciting life and business journey. Bye-bye.